You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM, streaming on KCUR.org. I'm Tamika Weatherspoon. My guest is food critic Beth Bader, who's going to help you throw your next holiday party. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let's get right into it. It's that time of year. What are your must-haves for any great holiday party?
I think the most important thing is that it has to be doable and it has to be enjoyable, because if doing your holiday party just adds to the stress and being overwhelmed from the season, then it's not going to be a happy occasion for anybody.
So what are the extras that you can do to make it more enjoyable and more special?
Well, one of the tips that I've posted this morning was have a house party the day before the party. And by house party, that means everybody in the house cleans during the party. So it's a house party to clean. Make sure that you just delegate and divide up the tasks and make it doable on yourself. Another thing that's kind of fun is don't sweat it if you don't clean the whole house. Just clean the areas where guests are going to be and then shut the doors to the other rooms and just try and make things doable and easier on yourself. Otherwise, you're just not going to enjoy the whole experience at all.
So specifically, what should people avoid doing when they're trying to plan a party for the holidays?
You know, all those wonderful, complicated dishes that are on the covers of the magazines that look so good. I saw one on the cover of Gourmet one year, and it took 7 hours to make. Don't do that. It looks great, but realize that you are one person and that you have probably one oven and only so many hours in a day. And just kind of plan things that are make ahead and plan things that are doable.
On that note, let's talk about holiday meals and treats. What festive foods should people try this year that aren't so complicated?
Right. There's two on the Central Standard site that I love. It's for our Christmas brunch, which is a meal a lot of us don't always think about when we're entertaining, but it's fun and festive. The first one is for eggnog French toast, which is incredibly easy and really good. It uses eggnog in the batter that goes on the toast. Real simple, real quick. And the other one's a little special. It's an herbed waffle, so a savory waffle. And it's real crisp and light. You put greens on that and smoked salmon and some creme fraiche, and it's delicious and really different for Christmas. One of the things that we like to do at our house is to have a soup party. So I can make ahead all the soups or chilies or stews and use a lot of crock pots and keep things warm. So that's all make ahead. People can serve themselves, and then I can put out a bunch of cookies. And then all the kids can decorate the cookies and everybody can help. And it's not so much stress on me because I'm not worried about doing all the cookies, baking everything, decorating everything, having it all perfect. Put down a drop cloth, let the sprinkles fly, worry about cleaning the vacuum out the day after. Mm-hmm. And just enjoy it and make sure it's fun and it's doable.
So are those the types of things to make it more of a memorable party than just your typical, you know, Christmas bash?
Right. I think people have that expectation that they put on themselves that I have to make this perfect and I have to do everything, and people are going to come to my house and they're going to be waited on. And that's not how. Maybe I'm a terrible hostess, but at my house, everybody's family. By the time that you're there for your second visit, you know where things are in my kitchen and you can help. And it doesn't make me the picture-perfect hostess, but people come to my house and they can relax and they feel like family. And that's what holidays are for. Because if people are going to judge you or expect to be waited on, maybe those aren't the people you want to celebrate your holidays with.
So emphasis on important people and enjoying your time together. That's the real trick.
Make it meaningful. Make it simple. You know, these are the people that are going to love you if you burn dinner and order pizza, and it'll be the story that you laugh about years from now, and it's okay.
All right, Beth, thanks for those tips, and thanks for joining us.